On this week's episode of Wildcard, actor Chris Pine tells us it's okay not to be perfect.
My film got absolutely decimated when it premiered, which brings up for me one of my primary triggers or whatever is like not being liked.
I'm Rachel Martin. Chris Pine on how to find joy in imperfection. That's on NPR's new podcast, Wildcard, the game where cards control the conversation.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Jury selection resumes this morning in the New York criminal trial of Donald Trump. The presumptive GOP presidential candidate is facing fraud charges that he denies. No jurors have been seated yet, but the judge in the case has whittled down the potential jury pool to just over 30 members. All are being asked if they ever worked for Trump and if they can be impartial in the trial. House Speaker Mike Johnson has announced a new plan to try to approve aid to Ukraine and Israel. NPR's Deirdre Walsh reports he's proposing to break a national security package into pieces.
To get around his own party's internal divisions over U.S. assistance for Ukraine, Speaker Johnson won't bring up an approved Senate package. Instead, he plans to move four separate measures: aid to Israel, aid to Ukraine, security assistance to Taiwan, and a fourth measure that wasn't in the Senate bill that forces TikTok to divest or face a ban in the U.S. Johnson says all are priorities.
We have terrorists and tyrants and terrible leaders around the world like Putin and Xi and in Iran, and they're watching to see if America will stand up for its allies and in our own interests around the globe, and we will.
It's unclear if the speaker's strategy will work, and it could mean the Senate will have to vote again on foreign aid. Deirdre Walsh, NPR News.
House Republicans plan to deliver impeachment articles to the Senate today for Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Republicans claim he has failed to stop migrants from entering the country illegally. The Biden administration has unveiled its first set of draft rules today for a revamped approach to student debt relief. NPR's Sequoia Carrillo has more.
A new student debt relief package by President Biden seeks to help lighten the load for certain groups of student loan borrowers. The outlines of the plans were unveiled last week, but today, the first draft of the language is out. It's an important step in the process. After the Supreme Court overturned the president's initial plans for widespread debt relief last summer, the administration turned to negotiated rulemaking, a more traditional approach to changing federal higher ed policy, but a much more time-consuming one. Now that the drafts are out, they're open to public comment starting tomorrow for 30 days. Sequoia Carrillo, NPR News.
It is 100 days until the Summer Olympic Games opening ceremony in Paris. IOC President Thomas Bach has helped light the Olympic flame in southern Greece today.
We are longing for something that is unifying us. We are longing for something that gives us hope. The Olympic flame that we are lighting today is the symbol of hope.
The Olympic torch will be carried to France, where French Olympic organizers will receive it and take it on to Paris. You're listening to NPR News. Forecasters are warning there is a risk of damage from powerful storms in the Central Plains today. The National Weather Service is warning of the chance of tornadoes, severe hail, and flooding from southern Iowa into parts of Missouri and Illinois. Storms are sweeping through parts of the plains this morning. The writer Salman Rushdie is out with a new book. It's titled Knife. It's a memoir about the author's life since he was stabbed on stage nearly 2 years ago. NPR's Andrew Limbong has this preview.
Rushdie tackles a lot in this new book. He honors the first responders who stopped the attack and likely saved his life. He talks about living with some of the permanent injuries his attack left on him, most notably being blind in one eye. And he tries to level with his attacker, tries to figure out what could have led a person to do such a thing. Rushdie also writes generously and lovingly about his wife, the poet Rachel Eliza Griffiths, whom he married in 2021. What Rushdie doesn't do is relitigate his writing of the 1988 book, The Satanic Verses, which is what led to Iran's supreme leader issuing the call for Rushdie's death. Hadi Matar, the man charged with stabbing Rushdie, is currently in jail, awaiting trial. Andrew Limbong, NPR News.
A new study shows that young adults who work nights or have volatile schedules could leave them open to depression and poor health in middle age. The research tracked more than 7,000 Americans over three decades. The study found that those with rotating work shifts and night hours reported poor health and depression at age 50. That's compared to people with more stable schedules and daytime hours. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News, in Washington.
Listen to this podcast sponsor-free on Amazon Music with a Prime membership or any podcast app by subscribing to NPR News Now Plus at plus.npr.org. That's plus.npr.org.